News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
It's about to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, the home of community talk radio and the Colt 45s. It is 7:05 this morning on June 6th, D-Day. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and good morning to a bad Bob.
Hey, morning.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. Feeling okay. A bit sticky.
Sticky. Well, you know, there's reasons for that, probably. And, of course, Thursday, Trish Clark.
And good morning. And it is a little sticky and humid out there.
It is. You know what? It is. It's humid for Northern California.
Yeah, well, our current temperature is 73 degrees. It's going to be sunny and hot with a high near 102. Calm winds becoming south around 6 miles an hour in the afternoon. Glad to see the wind go away. Clear with a low around 72 south winds tonight. Sunny and hot at near 107 on Friday. We've got a cooling blend coming next week. I'm looking forward to that. But the humidity seems really high.
It is, but 100, see, and what Saturday is supposed to be 112.
It's not looking good. Next week, cool down though for the fair weather.
Fair is going to be great.
Absolutely. So the weather is brought to us every morning by Anselmo Vineyards.
Ooh, well, of course.
And tonight is pizza night, Thursday night.
Are you going
and
up there?
I don't know.
You always go.
Linda
and I are going up for dinner tomorrow night.
So. As am I.
As are you. So all of us getting together. All right.
Okay.
Because the colonel's in town.
Yes.
That's right. Hero of the Marine Corps, Tim Garrity, is going to be here. And now we're going to go to be, you know what? I love information, and I love good information. So every morning at this time, we get our market minute from our Wells Fargo advisors, and in this case, it's Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive this morning, 21 points at 14,982. The S&P 500 is positive 1 at 1,610, and the NASDAQ is positive at 7 at 3,409. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 7 cents at $13.16, and Micron Technology up 27 cents at $12.29. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 3 cents at $20.37, and Pacific Gas and Electric is up 69 cents at $44.72. Turning to the bond market, we find lowered prices this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.27%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 67 cents at $94.41. Gold is up $1.20 at $1,399.50. And silver is down 3 cents at $22.43. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, thank you very much, Kathy. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10 at 9:05 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. You know, the stock market, you know, some people think it's propped up by the buying by Bernanke, the millions and billions of dollars they buy. It still takes somebody that's an expert to work your way through there, and these are our friends down at Wells Fargo. Again, 243-7561. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. I'd sure like to talk a little bit about Operation Overlord. D-Day, because today is D-Day. And then there's a lot of other things. Like if you have a Verizon phone, you may have a close and intimate relationship with the government. So we'll find out as soon as we get back. Carl Lindebot. Linda's going to be here for On the Spot with Lindebot. Trish Clark is with me today. We'll be right back.
Here's another energy savings tip from Reading Electric Utility, REU.
Windows are the number one source of heat gain in your home. Installing solar screens, window treatments, or new low-E windows significantly reduces heat gain and reduces your summer air conditioning costs, putting money back in your pocket. For more energy-saving tips or rebate information, visit us at rupower.com or call us at 339-7300. REU. Together, we can save energy.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Ladies, when was the last time you were happy with your body? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance starts causing symptoms like hot flashes, sleeplessness, low energy, irritability, and lack of sexual desire. It's not your fault. And you don't have to let these symptoms reduce your quality of life anymore. Because now we have Ambaren. Ambaren is clinically shown to balance hormones and relieve the uncomfortable symptoms of menopause safely and effectively. In fact, Ambaren is so powerful, we promise you'll love your body again. Right now, you can receive a guaranteed risk-free trial of Ambaren with a 30-day supply free. Call now and we'll send it to you today. 1-800-788-0028. And when you call right now, you'll also receive our amazing weight loss program for women over 40, absolutely free. But you have to call now at 1-800-788-0028. That's 1-800-788-0028.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman. On Sunday, have fun with us. We talk about timely things, more informational. We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly. Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 a.m. KCNR.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460, 7:12 in the morning. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning. 73 degrees already. It's going to hit 102 today. Sometime in the next hour, I'm going to give away tickets for the Red Bluff Tehama County 4th Annual Crawdad Festival.
Oh, the Crawdad Festival.
Oh, yeah. This is, they were on yesterday and we chomped down on some crawdads.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, yeah. Suck the tail, bite the head. I don't know what that means. It sounded bad, but it tastes great. They're gonna have the Mud Whompers, they're gonna have the Bayou Billies, they're gonna have them all there.
Oh, the whole
And what kind of music was that?
Zydeco.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's that Cajun music.
With the squeeze box and a lot of rhythm.
Fiddles, and stuff like that. Anyway, that's gonna be going this week, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So, hey, today is D-Day. Today, June 6, 1944, Operation Overlord began. The largest amphibious landing to date, and under the amphibious landing itself was called Operation Neptune. It was preceded by thousands of Allied troops, and all this was Allied troops landing on different beaches. Thousands of Allied troops also jumped in to the behind Normandy beaches. They decided, and they landed at Normandy, and they jumped into behind the line along the beach. And not only jumped in, but also brought in gliders filled with troops. The casualty rates were extremely high depending on where you were at. When they were dropping the paratroopers in, they ran into so much anti-aircraft that the planes that were bringing them in were having to move and move around so they couldn't get out of the cones of fire. And they were dropping these paratroopers everywhere, miles away from where they were supposed to be. And the American fighting spirit, ingenuity, they had these little clickers with them, you know, these little click, click, like a cricket.
Yes, click. Yes.
They gathered themselves up in units, and then they started attacking. And they didn't, you know, they could have had from different battalions, different regiments, but they gathered themselves together. They knew what they were supposed to do. They were supposed to cut off the Germans from reinforcements and start attacking, and they took off, and they did it.
You know, as you're telling the story, I'm standing here once again getting chills. I was so fortunate a couple of years ago to while I was in France to go to Normandy. And it's overwhelming. We visited, we had a guide for the full day, and she took us to every one of the spots where they landed and all of the beaches and all of the memorials and the places where everything was going on. And it's absolutely, life-changing to see that and to envision what they went through and the circumstances, the beaches they were coming in on. I would bet the casualties were extremely high.
They were.
They couldn't help but be. And in fact, from when the story she was telling, had they actually landed where they were supposed to land in most cases, probably wouldn't have got anybody ashore. But because of the weather, because of a lot of different things, a lot of times they actually came in away from their target and came around behind.
It was supposed to go June 5th, mm-hmm. and the weather held it back. So mm-hmm. everybody was ready, and they postponed it one day.
Yeah.
And then they started. My father landed it on D-Day.
Oh, my.
And where he would talk about his experiences during the war, he never mentioned D-Day, except the fact that not many of his heavy weapons platoon made it across.
Yeah.
So when you hear stories like this.
Must have been horrendous.
Oh,
you know what was that?
Combat, you know, and the thing about it, and let me just say this about it, it was horrendous. It was a frontal assault into the might of the Germans. Now, they did had fooled them. They had them switching around. Hitler never was convinced for like a week that we were really landing there. They were going to land in Calais.
Right.
But you look at the fighting there, and then you look at the fighting that was, you know, different fighting at Way City in Vietnam. You look at Ramadi and Fallujah, and you look at the battles that have been fought throughout our history. The one thing that stays constant is the ferocity and the tenacity, the courage, the intelligence of our fighting man and woman.
And the reception that they received by the French people and the absolute adoration that the French people specifically in that area still feel towards the American serviceman.
Absolutely. Mike and Bertha Michalak, good friends of ours, were there on a tour, and they also had the guide. And he brought me back a bag of sand from Normandy Beach, which I appreciate so much, and a big shout out. Thanks a lot, Mike and Bertha. I know Bertha's listening right now. But it's the same thing. They got the same thing. The people in that area love America's. And then they looked at he said the amazing thing was you look at the graveyards. The only, you know, as somebody once said, the only land that we want, you know, when they talk about conquering, it was, you know, a place to bury our dead. And he said the cemetery for the Americans and the Germans.
And the Germans.
Was absolutely pristine. Some of the other grave sites, not so much, yeah. You know, throughout some of the other countries. But
it's a very moving experience to go back and to visit that. It was certainly one of the highlights of the travel that I've done, and I've been to monuments.
Bucket list.
But I'm telling you, it's wow. I was just absolutely blown away and so grateful that I could experience that. But I had heard before I went over there that the French people didn't really like Americans, yada yada, and I didn't experience that any place in France. But certainly not up in that area around.
Well, they knew that we pulled their ashes out of the fire with the Germans, and I'm pretty sure they think we're going to have to do that with the Muslims.
I wish I knew I could remember the name of the little community where the guy came out of the helicopter or the parachuted and landed on the tower.
On the tower of the chapel and was stuck there.
And was stuck there and feigned death and then was rescued by the underground. And they have a wonderful monument there, and they have the church with the
parachute
on it, and it's just, The tears were right in the back of your eye the whole time you were there, and it was hard to breathe. It was just something really overwhelming.
Well, today is June 6th, D-Day. June 6th, 1944 was the first frontal assault in the final push to end Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich, and all of his thugs. So take a time today and think about that. The huge effort it took, the casualties. I guess maybe looking, if you ever see Private Ryan, it's about the closest you're ever going to get to seeing something like that. At World War II veteran, there's just not a whole lot of them left if you see one. You know, it doesn't make a difference if you're D-Day or Pacific or just served. You know, give them a hug. Say thank you.
Thank them so much
for what you've done.
You know, it's a good practice, and I try to do that every time I see a veteran to thank them for their service.
Especially our World War II ones. Everyone deserves thanks, but our World War II ones, you just got to love them.
And I do.
Yeah, we got to take a break. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. We'll be right back. I want to talk about that close relationship you have with the National Security Agency, which, by the way, has a new boss. We'll be right back.
Let freedom ring at the Shasta District Fair opening Wednesday, June 12th. Now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance and carnival wristbands. Join us Wednesday for Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under. Special ride all day for one price carnival wristbands. Outlaw go-karts in the Golden One Credit Union Grandstand. And be sure to catch the prize drawings at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. Thursday, it's country music with the Chris Gardner Band. Friday, auto and boat races. And Saturday, Destruction Derby. Plus the Shasta Idol Competition. Splash Dogs, Hypnotist Chris Mabry. The Junior Livestock Auction, Carnival, and much more. Save 30% on carnival ride and admission tickets. Go online to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets save you up to 30%, but must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 11th. Let freedom ring at the Shasta District Fair opening June 12th at the fairgrounds in Anderson.
This is retired Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy reminding you that the California Penal Code outlines the penalties for the irresponsible storage of your firearm. If an unauthorized person gains access to your firearm, you will be exposed to both civil and criminal action. All firearms should be legally stored using a locking device. Learn more by visiting NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Visit us online at norcalfi.com or call us at 999-1822. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
This week on We the People, it's a return visit from Kenana Nadir, who is continuing his work underground in Britain's Muslim community. It's been a year since our last visit, and Kenana will share with us live from London the latest on radical Islam's threat to Western civilization. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Carol thought she was just clumsy until a bad fall, leading to an MRI at MD Imaging, revealed a brain tumor that required immediate surgery. The radiologist's swift diagnosis saved Carol's life, and her husband and son, both physicians, knew she was in good hands. Carol credits MD Imaging for giving her many more years of gardening and fanatic grandmothering. Doctors choose us for their own care and that of their loved ones. MD Imaging, defining what's next.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great people there. Discounts for veterans. Finest coffee in the town. And they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in the city here. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. I have Verizon. And it's nice to know that President Obama knows who I've been calling since April. That's right.
Millions of you.
The NSA has been collecting millions of records. including local phone calls under a top secret court order issued April. And of course, the Brits are the one that found out about it. Our media was too busy, you know, sitting in the lap of Obama.
Well,
of course,
they probably knew about it, but they just simply wouldn't report on it.
Well, you know, what's that important? Because besides, Brock is, you know, Brock's a friend of ours. Of course, now they realize maybe he's not as close a friend. Obama advisors have says they're not listening in on calls. Well, let me say a few words. Fast and furious, the IRS, Benghazi, and the media attack. Let me just say those words. Section 215 of the Patriot Act, which, of course, as Obama said he was going to get rid of, but instead strengthened, says it permits FBI to seek court order on for any, I'm quoting, for any tangible things, including books, records, papers, documents, etc., it deems relevant in an investigation. So they are looking at all the phone records in at Verizon. And I believe, Bad Bob, you said it was who you were talking to, the length of the call, from where they were at,
and your approximate location. Every time you make a phone call, that data is encoded into the call data.
See any danger there, Trish?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, what the heck? I mean, when we first got cell phones, we used to say, gee, somebody could be listening in. Guess what?
Well, they know they are.
They're not only listening in, they're recording it, taking down all that information and using it against you, I'm sure.
And to the person who says, well, I don't do anything wrong, so why do I care? I'll tell you why, my friend. They're doing this under top secret that you'll never know. And there's a gag order on the people that they got the information from, like in Google, when they put a gag order. This is in ties into the one we talked about earlier this week that says they went in and looked at all your emails and they could track things and they could track you through that. And there's a gag order. So they can't even warn you about, hey, you know what? The FBI is looking at your stuff. And you say, well, I don't do anything illegal. You don't do anything illegal today. But what about tomorrow? Yesterday, I could own a certain kind of weapon.
Today,
on July 14th, I can no longer own that kind of weapon next year. I am a criminal if I have it. That's why you need to know about it. That's why if you're not doing anything illegal, don't, you know, that you think, oh, I don't have to say anything. Yes, you do. They're going after your phones, your email, and they're putting gag orders on the groups of people that control this. Are you kidding? Can you say Susan Rice and Benghazi?
The issue is, you know, we sit here and we think, as you indicate, people come up and they go, if you're not doing anything wrong, why do you care? Well, you care because one by one, they are stripping us of every one of our rights guaranteed under the Constitution.
They're going after you tax-wise with the IRS. Did you know your health records are going to be in the IRS?
Do you know that there are schools in the United States where a child cannot say the word gun without being suspended?
Do you want to get to the spot in Calgary where a young man in elementary school there, or middle school, turns around. There's this one child in the classroom in a headlock. He hears the snick of an opening knife. He runs over. He pushes the guy away from the kid and rescues him. And he is the one that is admonished. Oh, no. You're not to impose yourself into bullying situations. We tried to do things like we changed the subject. We tried to get their attention
Give
some other
choices.
Way. The young man, the 13-year-old, was the one that got punished.
Well, we live in a world that we have created, unfortunately, by not saying anything, by saying, oh, you know what? It's okay if they pull us over in a big long line and ask us questions for no reason at all.
Are you
because
drunk?
Don't we want to take those drunk drivers off the road?
Aren't you
well,
drunk?
Yeah, but don't they need a reason to think maybe I might be drunk? Is that okay? It is. The court says it's okay.
And you know what?
For them to pull me to the side of the road because we want to get those drunk drivers off the road.
I got a better idea. I'm going to implant a chip in you. Okay.
If I've been to the hospital, I'm not sure that I haven't got a chip in me. And that's another thing we need to start worrying about.
Well, unfortunately, I do not have enough time to talk about Susan Rice, who slapped America in the face with her Benghazi bull.
We can
and
talk
now
about
is
that
the
after.
National Security Advisor to Obama. President Obama just flipped us all the bird.
Yeah, he sure did. He said, hey, guess what, you guys? This is another thing that Congress doesn't get to say anything about.
There you
and
go.
I can do all by myself.
I'm going to put those judges.
To heck with your Constitution. I can do what I want.
Constitution, I like it because I can change it.
And I don't like it. I'm getting rid of it.
We'll be back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. I hope you're having as good a time as we are. We'll be right back after the news.
From the Fox Business Network, after a steep day of declines, stocks are mostly higher in early trading. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up 26 points. Meanwhile, Chrysler is recalling nearly 435,000 Jeep SUVs to fix airbag and transmission fluid leaks. This just 2 days after refusing to recall more than 2.7 million older model Jeeps. The airbag issue affects more than 254,000 Patriots and Compasses from 2010 through 2012. More than 180,000 Jeep Wranglers from 2012 and 2013 are being recalled for transmission fuel leaks. And would you still tip for bad service? 63% of those surveyed by discount company Coupon Codes for You said they felt pressured to leave a tip even when getting poor service. New Yorkers are likely to leave more than 20%. People in New Jersey, California, Nevada, and Texas were also generous. On the other hand, restaurant goers from Arkansas were the stingiest, more likely to give 10% on average. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
Help support conservative talk radio programming in the North State. We the People and Sovereign Minds invite you to our first ever banquet and fundraiser, Saturday, June 29th at Wind River Casino Event Center. Enjoy great food, live gun auction, and raffle. An opportunity to come together as a community, be informed, and make educated decisions that reflect conservative views. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or North State Consultants, Inc., 221-0101.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural. Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
Howdy, neighbor. What you got there?
Oh, just my old oil from my Chevy and some weed killer from my shed. I figured the best way to get rid of it was to pour them down the storm drain.
But, Tom, the water we use has been recycled by nature ever since the earth was formed and...
Come on, William. Give it to me in English.
Well, Tom, the improper disposal of household chemicals and engine oil can be harmful to our water. We're trying to protect the quality of our water, not harm it.
It's true. Poor landscape practices and improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. To reduce pollution, use pesticides in the proper amounts, and always dispose of household waste properly. For more information on the disposal of certain household items, visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net. Remember, improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. Visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh. Good morning. Linda's got on the spot with Lindebaugh tonight at 6 p.m., so Trish Clark is here.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Mount Shasta Springwater, providing natural spring water to their customers. In Southern Oregon and Northern California, they get their water from their own private springs up there at Mount Shasta. Give them a call at 1-800-922-6227 or visit their website, MountShastaSpringwater.com. We are here to celebrate the fair. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
How are you, Chris?
I'm wonderful. How are you guys?
We're good. We're good, considering that we just found out is that the government's back into our underwear again.
Oh, yeah. I heard that.
We have Chris Workman here with us this morning from the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, California.
What kind of phone you got?
Fun?
What kind of phone do you have?
Oh, I don't have Verizon. I have AT&T.
You have AT&T? Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, I'm good. Today. This minute.
That's what you know. Wait till they go to the next spot and say, oh, by the way, that wasn't just Verizon. It was every phone.
Yeah. Anyway,
okay. What's going to be? Anything different this year?
Different. We have got splash dogs coming. 1, 3, 5, and 7 on the schoolhouse lawn. We've got Jeremy the Juggler will be there entertaining, as well as Washboard Willie, who's an all-time favorite of the Shasta District Fair. We also have the Chris Gardner Band on Thursday night, country western, fairly local. He's from the North State. He's an up-and-coming country artist. Wednesday, we're going to open up with the Outlaw Go-Karts, the Tyler Wolf Memorial Race at 7 o'clock. Should be awesome.
Dynamite. Oh, yeah.
Great
Good.
Race. And then Friday and Saturday, we have auto racing both days, along with Friday boat races, which is hilarious. And Saturday, the Demolition Derby will be back.
My favorite.
Favorite,
I
the demo?
I love the demo derby.
Yes, crashing cars. Is that what you like?
I've always wanted to do that. I just think that would be so fun.
Oh, maybe we can get you in one.
Oh, I'd love it. I don't know. It's just something about that. Take out all of your anxiety there.
There you go.
build up anxiety. 20 years as an elected official, I want to get back.
Get back. Okay. We'll see if we can find you a car to ride in and smash. See? Be sure to get your pre-sale tickets. They're on sale until close of business on Tuesday, June 11th. They are at North Valley Banks, Tri-County Banks, American West, which is the Premier West Banks, Ace Hardware in Anderson, Cash It Now in Anderson at the fairgrounds office, and online at ShastaDistrictFair.com.
And this year we're new schedule.
Boy, we do. We have eliminated Sunday, so we're only 4 days. So make sure you get there Wednesday through Saturday. We open at noon every day instead of 11. It's at noon. And the carnival opens Wednesday and Thursday at 2. So it's a little bit later, but Friday and Saturday we run until 1 a.m.
Wow.
Yeah. So in case it's a little warmer, you can come out and still enjoy it.
And the weather prediction is that it's going to be, fingers crossed, it's looking like it's going to be in the high 80s, low 90s.
That's perfect. What I just saw.
Perfect weather for the fair.
I love the fair. And I mean, the parts I really like about the fair, you go into the big, the buildings, and they are selling everything you could possibly sell. Every gadget, everything that, I need one of those. There's guys cooking food and chopping up stuff, and here, let me rub this on your body. And, I'm not too sure if that was in the fair, if that was outside the fair. In one of the little trailers.
But somewhere there.
I love going into those. Like, I have bought, shower faucets that will cut your water usage back by like like 3/4 because the way the faucet's built and it comes out with enough force to knock you and two of your friends down.
The original Chop-O-Matic customer.
Oh, the Chop-O-Matic's there. Yes. You know, you can tell that, you tell the older, the guys that have been demonstrating a long time, they're missing that one part of their finger on the little finger on their left hand.
The waterless cookware guy and the taffy booth.
The taffy booth. You know, and, you know, you, if you can't find something to spend your money on, in those booths, then you are not trying.
And you gotta go, my favorite thing, and I always have to do it at the first of the fair because you got all of that wonderful food that they've cooked.
Food on
all
a stick.
All those great,
is this like the deep fried Twinkies?
No. I'm talking about the people that have entered their stuff in the fair. The fairs are about all the exhibits and the people who get
the
ribbons.
Apple pies.
And all that beautiful food. But by the end of the fair, it's not looking quite as nice as it looked that first day when it was presented and judged and the flowers and the art and
the art, the photography.
There's so much to look at.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and come back to Bob's favorite part, the little animals. We'll be right back after these breaks.
I don't know what's going on with Buddy. He's not putting any weight on this paw.
Oh, yes, I see. It's just a minor sprain.
Okay.
You keep Buddy off his paws for a few days, and he'll be chasing squirrels in no time.
So one other thing. I do have this rash.
Okay, sir, I need you to put your shirt back on.
Wait, you're a doctor, right?
Animal doctor.
Quick peek.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Reading.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sherry Silk.
And I'm Danny Silk.
And we are so excited to be joining the weekend lineup at KCNR Community Talk Radio. We have a new show Sundays from noon to 1. Danny, are you excited?
I'm excited. Living on Purpose is a brand new program. Our focus is to help build healthy families, relationships, marriages, parenting.
Then we sure hope you join us.
It's Living on Purpose with Danny and Sherry Silk every Sunday from noon to 1 on AM 1460 KCNR.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Mistake Granite and Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard, but our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
Throughout history, herbs have been used for healing the human condition. Since the days of Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who also was an herbal healer, plants have found their way into our homes and clinics around the world. Join me, Arundel Spindalelis, every Sunday from 1 to 2 on KCNR as we discover an alternative way to bring you back to a better you. Our focus at NorCal Herbal Studies is educating the public on the historical applications of plants and the impact on your health.
Healing through nature, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 73 degrees right now, 102 today. Do not leave animals or kids or older people in your car while you're running there to do that quick errand that all of a sudden it takes 15 minutes and it's too late. Take a look in your back seat. Look back there. You know, people leave their kids or, you know, things in their minds and they forget. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. Going out to Mountain Lakes Boulevard and see what they have in the factory because he's got quite the showroom there. Or just give Mike Huber a call at 530-241-7866. Granite countertops, outdoor grills, the outdoor granite tops for your for entertaining fire pits. My gosh, he's got everything, and it is absolutely fabulous work. If you don't believe it, just take a look at our kitchen. So we'll just invite everybody over. The kitchen looks great because and he put it all in, his own ideas, everything. And what a reasonable price he charges. That's Mike Huber and Estate Granite, 241-7866, 241-STONE. Hey, our guest is?
Chris Workman from the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, California.
Okay, it's different this year. It's only going to go from Wednesday to Saturday.
Correct.
But we're going to have big names.
We are.
But not Alan Jackson.
No.
Okay.
Not, no. He is not returning.
I was there a few years ago. And this story is for Chris Wagen, everybody that loves Chris Wagen. She said, hey, would you mind being in the dunk tank? Because they had a dunk tank there for myself and other people there in radio and TV. And nobody could hit the baseball until finally somebody ran over and just pushed it and I get dunked in a tank. Then they couldn't miss and I got dumped like four times. Well, about the fifth time, I'm in there, I'm treading water and I'm looking down, I'm coming out and there's things all over me. Like hair and stuff. And I went, oh no, we did fresh water. And so I get out and then I look around and right there, cause we're over there by the stock, you know, where the stock are kept,
for animals.
The animals for the 4-H and all the judging. And I look there and there's like six little kids lined up with little baby pigs. I mean, they're saying, are you finished? And I went, oh yeah. And so they were using the tank to dip their pigs in to keep them cool.
Oh. And you spent how long in that water?
Well, long enough that I was, anyway. So, Schwaga, wherever you're at. I hope your bacon doesn't taste quite the same this morning. Okay, let's go back. Cool. That's just wrong.
Okay, so let's jump right bacon, from that to the wine tasting.
Oh, I was going to say, speaking of bacon, this year we're supposed to have bacon-wrapped corn dogs.
Oh, wow.
At Milo's stand on the Four Corners.
Okay, now, is there any way that you can put something in your body that is just so bad than at a county fair? No. Deep-fried Twinkies, bacon-wrapped corn dogs? Wait a minute.
Doesn't that sound good,
bacon
though?
Bacon goes good with everything.
I'm not a bacon person, so no. I love my corn dogs, and I don't want no bacon on them.
You know what? After you walk through the midway, and you eat all the food there, and
that's
at the
part of the
end,
fair.
Chris hands you a certificate for $25 off for a local health club. So that they can take a look at your arteries. $25 off.
A blood test and a visit to the health club.
Okay, this is, you know what?
But
so
the curly fries
so
and
what?
I mean, there's so much, the Chinese food and the this on a stick and what can't they put on a stick?
That's what you have to be scared of. This on a stick. This on a stick. You look around, you see which one of the animals that was there yesterday is not there today. You know, we've already judged cats. This on a stick. Okay, I'm sorry, Chris. But you know what? If you can't go to a fair and enjoy yourself and have the rides and see all the animals and see the quilting and the jellies and the jams and people selling everything, collections of stuff, you know what? Not life. This is life going there.
And this is the best time in the world to see all the people that you haven't seen in the last year.
It's like a family and class reunion.
Absolutely.
All at once.
You get to talk to people and trade stories about what, and then eat what they've eaten because you didn't taste that yet. And then when you get tired, you go on Thursday night and go in and do the wine tasting and
from six to nine.
Yeah. And at 9 o'clock.
At only $10.
Maybe you can get one of your friends to kind of push you out to your car.
Because
you've got curly fries in your hair and wine dripping down your front and a corn dog stuck in your ear. You know what?
That's life. Life
it sounds like fun to me.
I'm with you, Trish. Trish and I will be there.
We'll handle that. And we won't have any remnants. So when we walk out of the wine garden, people will not be able to see that what we have imbibed in all of those things.
You know what?
We can do this better than Carl.
I love the county fair and I would go every day.
This is the district fair. Not to be confused with the county
fair.
Exactly.
I'm with you. The district fair. Okay. I'm sorry. The district fair. But it's the same thing. We're all there and having a great time.
Oh, exactly. But this one's in Anderson and the county fair is up in Fall River.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Got that. Okay. The district fair. Now, the one thing is this year is the Splash Dogs, who I really liked. I just want to make sure Bad Bob does not win first prize again this year. Our producer here.
You want to make sure
he doesn't win first prize. Last year he was right in the front.
Tell us
all what the Splash Dogs are. Maybe people don't know what Splash Dogs are.
Splash Dogs.
Splash Dogs. Splash Dogs are dogs that they have a 40-foot swimming pool for dogs, and the owners, trainers, throw their dog's favorite toy out into the pool, and the dogs run and jump as far as they can jump. They go for distance, and they also go for height off of the end of the deck.
Okay. And these are all local people that enter their dogs, do ringers come from all over?
Some are professional.
Both.
Aren't they?
Both.
Okay, let's go over real quick. On Wednesday, we've got the children 12 and under are free.
Correct.
They're going to have giveaways. They have the Splash Dogs. They have Out of the Box Contest. Outlaw Go-Karts are going to be racing. Thursday is Senior Day. Seniors 62 and over are free. The Junior Swine and Rabbit Show. Junior Swine. That's the little kids that were dipping their pigs into the water. Thanks, Chris.
Those pigs are a little bit too big.
Pee-wee Horsemanship. The Light Horse Show and the Horse Arena, the Apple Pie Contest, and, of course, the wine tasting event where we'll find you two. Friday, Junior Senior Beef Dairy Cattle. I mean, it's all the animals there. English Horse Show, Team Penning, Cinnamon Roll Contest, Auto Racing, and Saturday, Splash Dogs, Shasta County Idol, everything.
What day is the Pioneer Luncheon?
This coming Friday.
Oh, and this is for all of our
day after tomorrow,
and that's at the fairgrounds. And it's they have the Pioneer Luncheon. They have to be,
you have to be over the age of 65 and have lived in Shasta County for over 50 years. The Seroptimus puts that on.
Reading Seroptimus.
Correct, and you register through them, and there's usually close to 500 seniors.
The pioneers of Shasta County, and they vie for that title, and who has lived here the longest, and all of those issues, and it's a wonderful luncheon.
Wonderful event, wonderful. And that, to me, that's basically the kickoff to fair, because once that hits, we're in.
Okay.
So no, that's stopping this Friday.
All right, now you can get season passes, a book of four tickets for $22, carnival wristbands for $23, and those are a lot of savings. They're $10 and $7 savings. Where can they get tickets?
They can get tickets at the Shasta District Fair office, online at ShastaDistrictFair.com, North Valley Banks, Tri-County Banks, American West Banks, Ace Hardware in Anderson, and Cash It Now in Anderson. Lots of locations, but they need to purchase them prior to close of business on Tuesday, June 11th, which is next Tuesday.
Okay, so my friends, get all your tickets by Tuesday. You can save a lot of money because Wednesday, the district fair is beginning. And, it's going to be, and theme of it, Let Freedom Ring.
Let Freedom Ring.
Okay.
Wow, what a timely topic for our fair.
Isn't it?
It is. Chris. And
is that done by a competition?
No, that's done by somebody just gives us something and it clicks and
it's perfect. I can't think of a better time in history these United States for our theme to be Let Freedom Ring.
There you go.
I agree. It just gives me chills, but.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today and allowing me just to go off on, fair food and you two drinking wine on Thursday night.
I wish I could.
Enjoy the evening.
All right, we're going to take a break here. Remember, we're going to be talking about the fair a lot. All this week and next week, want to get out there because we're going to be out there.
And it's going to be great this year. The weather's going to be beautiful.
Super.
And 4 days, lots to see, lots to do.
And we're going to take a break right now. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Spring has arrived and we have made it through another winter's heating bills. We want to help you lower your high monthly costs by enrolling you in our easy payment program. Instead of making four high payments, you could spread those payments over 11 months, making it much easier on your budget. For safety, service, savings, and details of our easy payment program, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, 74 degrees, getting up to 102 today, which means that you need to listen to what I'm getting ready to say. This portion of the show is brought to you by Holiday Harbor, a staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Houseboats, ski boats, and jet skis, and package deals to fit any budget. Any budget. You know, Kevin and the people out there are just doing a great job out there in Holiday Harbor. Those boats are so immaculate. You can't believe it. Come on out and have fun, relax without breaking the bank. Give them a call at 238-2383, 238-2383, or check out their website, lakeshasta.com, Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. I love that.
It's always fun to go out to the lake. I love houseboats.
Yeah, oh,
it's always fun to go out.
Okay. You know, we were really working hard here in Reading, to get that new airline in here. Unfortunately.
Not gonna happen.
Didn't make it. Rod Dinger, who worked his butt off on this. And we're not getting it. So, 14% of all of the services at small airports have been cut between 2007 and 12 because of the consolidations.
Well, you know, and the air service here has never been, I don't know why. Well, we can't, first off, it's always too expensive. Whatever they've put in here, it's just adds to the price of wherever you're going. It's just, quite frankly, it's easier to drive to Sacramento and fly out of there.
Yeah, but if you could get enough flights in here. If we could get enough that you could get people used to flying out of Reading
and not have to go through San Francisco and that whole drama, then maybe we could make it work.
Well, the thing about it is that is sometimes there'll be deals that, and so it may cost you another $150, but then you think about it. $150.
If you don't have to drive to Sacramento.
Don't have to drive to Sacramento.
And pay for the storage of the car.
If you're gone for 5 or 6 days and a trip there and back with gas and wear and tear on your car and you, it's because you got to get down there, then leaving from here and coming back here is a great idea. We've done that. And I tell you, it makes the trip a lot easier.
You know, and I've done it. That's why I know about how horrific it can be in San Francisco.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I did that on a regular basis, three times a month for a lot of time when I was on the Board of Supervisors. Problem is, there was not enough people on the flights to make it pay.
Well,
they never get it.
I think they lost, they said something like 40% of the flights, or the seats available right here in just Redding. So. Yeah. In the last few years.
And that's probably not going to get any better until they can figure out a way to do it cost effectively.
Well, maybe we can just get people back into the old biplanes and just hang people on the, off the sides. Hey, we're going to be right back. Brad Dacus of the Pacific Justice Institute, the president of that, is going to be with us. And we're telling us how to fight for your rights. We'll be back right after these messages.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Verizon customers are finding out the government is logging their phone calls.
I think it's an infringement of my privacy.
I'm okay with it as long as right now it's just phone numbers.
Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live in Washington.
A judge sitting on the secret Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court approved an order on April 25th requiring Verizon to hand over call logs of all of its customers on a daily basis. Britain's Guardian newspaper obtaining the court order that is in place until July 19th. Critics call it a huge overreach, but the White House defends the type of data the NSA collects as a critical counterterrorism tool. Senate Intelligence Committee members tell reporters they were briefed about the court order, calling it a regular renewal. Dave.
Jared, the IRS under new scrutiny in Congress. Fox News Radio Steve Taylor live in D.C.
House committee members are grilling IRS officials over luxury hotel training conferences that cost $50 million taxpayer dollars in recent years. Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings.
This is simply unacceptable and absolutely unnecessary.
Republican committee chairman Darrell Issa.
It just smells real bad.
It's embarrassing. And I apologize.
That's IRS official Ferris Fink, who says procedures have been changed to prevent overspending on training conferences for IRS workers. Dave.
Steve, the day after a building being demolished fell onto a store, killing 6 people in Philadelphia.
We're still in an active both investigation mode and a search.
Mayor Michael Nutter, 14 people were injured. George Zimmerman's defense denied. A Florida judge rejecting a request to let some witnesses testify confidentially in his murder trial that starts next week. He claims he shot and killed teenager Trayvon Martin in self-defense while on neighborhood watch. It's raining across Florida as Tropical Storm Andrea, the first one in the Atlantic this year, approaches the panhandle. It'll move into Georgia, then soak areas up the East Coast into the weekend. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Penn State loses in court trying to fight its punishment in the child molestation scandal. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso has more live.
The ruling puts an end to the antitrust lawsuit that Pennsylvania Governor Tom Corbett filed seeking to overturn a $60 million fine, 4-year bowl ban, and scholarship limits, that penalties that Penn State University agreed to after former university assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky was sent to prison for child sex abuse. U.S. Middle District Judge Yvette Kane saying the penalties against Penn State don't make the university less competitive, meaning there's no grounds for an antitrust suit, Dave.
Jeff, more than 400,000 Jeeps are being recalled worldwide by Chrysler. Patriot and Compass SUVs model years 2010 and 12 need airbag and seatbelt fixes, while Wranglers from 2012 and 13 have transmission fluid leaks. No crashes have been tied to these problems. The recall 2 days after Chrysler refused a government request to recall older model Jeeps over fuel tank leak issues. The NBA Finals start tonight, the Miami Heat and the San Antonio Spurs.
LeBron James says there's no relief in just making the finals because they want back-to-back championships.
As a team, this is what we put ourselves, this is what we had as a goal, and that's to get back to the finals.
The Spurs will be looking to take advantage of a possibly tired Heat team following its seven-game Eastern Conference Finals series against the Indiana Pacers that ended Monday night. The Spurs swept the Memphis Grizzlies in the Western Conference Finals, but haven't played a game since May 27th. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News Radio.
Unemployment lines got a bit shorter last week. First-time jobless claims dipped to 346,000. Tomorrow we get the government's monthly report, including May's unemployment rate. Mortgage rates keep rising. The 30-year fixed almost at 4% again, 391, up a tenth of a point in a week, to a high not seen since March of last year. Freddie Mac says the 15-year rate is now 303. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 5 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, our second hour. It is 8:05 on June 6th. This is D-Day. We talked about D-Day in our last hour, but this was the day that hundreds of thousands of Allied soldiers, airmen, sailors attacked into the teeth of the German defenses and the first step in taking, or the first large step in taking Europe back from Hitler and his thugs. June 6th, 1944. Carl Bott here with Trish Clark.
Good morning.
What's the weather going to be like?
75 degrees out there as we speak. Sunny and hot with a high near 102 today. Calm winds, clear with a low around 72 tonight. Sunny and hot with a high near 107 on Friday. Supposed to get up maybe to 112 on Saturday, but then cooling next week for the Shasta District Fair.
All right.
Weather's brought to us by Anselmo Vineyards. And today's Thursday, and it's pizza night. And, you know, this time of year, it's really nice out there in the evening, so you need to call and make a reservation.
Yeah.
Cooler up there.
474-5546. Trish and I, and then they're going up there tomorrow night, too.
Yes.
So...
Yeah. Always fun at Anselmo's.
Well, let's find out what's going on with Wall Street and our Market Minute with our Wells Fargo advisors, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 4 points at 14,965. The S&P 500 is up fractionally at 1,609. And the NASDAQ is positive 3 at 3,404. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 3 cents at $13.11 and Sirius Radio up 7 cents at $3.37. Stocks of local interest, Exo Group is up 3 cents at $10.54 and Bank of Commerce is down 3 cents at $4.86. In the bond market, we're finding unchanged prices, keeping the Treasury bond yield for 10-year bond at 2.09%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up $1.39 at $95.13. Gold is up $8.20 at $1,406.80. And silver is up 4 cents at $22.51. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kathy. We have a Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. And give them a call at 530-243-7561. They can help you with any type of advice or tell you what's going on up to literally the second on what's happening on Wall Street and stocks. That's Wells Fargo Advisors, 75 degrees, 102 today.
And it's very humid. It seems like, I don't know what the humidity is, but it seems like, and I can tell because I have air conditioning.
About 61% right now.
Yeah. Whoa. See, so that's why the swamp cooler's not working so good, but air conditioning does.
Hey, we're waiting for Brad Dacus to call in here from Pacific Justice Institute. We're going to give him a quick call, just remind his people. But I'm giving away right now two tickets to the Red Bluff, to Tehama County Chamber of Commerce, 4th Annual Crawdad Festival. These tickets are good for Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, and they are, it allows you not only just to eat crawdads, but it allows you to, for the music, you know, Bayou Billy, the Swamp Rats, the, you know, Eat an Alligator. They said they had Gator on the Stick.
Oh.
Gator on the Stick.
They're eating alligators.
It's
good.
It is. It's okay. But I've got two tickets to the Red Bluff Chamber of Commerce. These are expensive tickets. It's an event ticket. So the first person to call, 605-4567. And right now we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
Wake up, America. You're too young to die.
This week on We the People, it's a return visit from Kenana Nadir, who is continuing his work underground in Britain's Muslim community. It's been a year since our last visit, and Kenana will share with us live from London the latest on radical Islam's threat to Western civilization. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott, Frisch Clark. June 6th, D-Day. Find that World War II veteran, give him a hug. 8:12 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. In-store deli and Redding's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products, the North State's nutrition experts at Orchard Nutrition. 221 Locust Street right here in Redding. Great place, always clean, people always helpful. Give them a call at 244-9141. That's Orchard Nutrition. Well, we gave away two sets of tickets for the Crawdad Festival.
And that's going to be fun. I hope. Yeah.
And you know what? I'm going. And you know what? We were encouraged too by our second guy, Mike, and Mike and Bill won. But Mike said that he really likes Outside the Wire, and he encourages that. And so we've got psychic mediums coming on tomorrow again, different ones this time that see, you know, they see things. Anyway, but right now we are really pleased to have our guest, Brad Dacus from, Pacific Justice Institute, heads the whole thing up. Brad, good morning.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be on the program.
You know, you've been on the show before, and I know you've been on the station before and a few times, but can you tell people exactly what the Pacific Justice Institute does?
You bet. We at the Pacific Justice Institute are a nonprofit 501c3 legal defense organization. We defend faith, family, and freedom. We handle more of those kinds of case matters on the West Coast than any other organization of our kind in the country. We do it all without charge. We have a huge attorney network, over 500 volunteer-affiliated attorneys just in California alone. There's every nook and cranny of California we're on top of. We're involved in, and I was born in Redding, and I have a real heart for every tidbit of California, spare none.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things going on, and I think I get a newsletter from y'all via the on email, and I see just a lot of things that you've gotten into. But how did you get into this? I mean, this is it's not you do mostly pro bono, from what I understand. And
yeah,
so how did you get into this?
Yeah, about 20 years ago, not long after finishing law school, I opened an office. I had an internship with an organization back east called Rutherford, and then I opened an office for them out here on the West Coast, defending faith, family, and freedom. And then after their office was closed down and they offered me to a job back east, head up their public affairs office, I decided that my real heart's desire was to make sure people on the West Coast got the help that they needed. And I knew there was going to be a big void here on the West Coast when that regional office shut down in Sacramento. And so I went ahead and put out some fleece, and God came through on all of them, and we opened up the start of the Pacific Justice Institute with our headquarters there in Sacramento. We now have four other offices in the state of California, all with donated office space, making sure that people, families, churches get the help that they need when their fundamental rights are being violated.
And it would appear, Brad, this is Trish Clark. I'm co-host with Carl on Thursday mornings. And it would seem that you would have no need. I mean, you've got a lot of cases right now.
Right.
There's a lot of issues with our freedoms and liberties, and certainly in the state of California, every time you turn around, they're passing a new law that as far as I'm concerned, is probably unconstitutional. How do you get involved in a case?
Well, certainly. And at first, I just want to say that as far as our funding wise, we don't charge at all for any of our cases. So it's because of people who support our work, who are partner with us, that allow us to pick up the cost. Even though our attorneys mostly are volunteering their time, with the exception of a few on staff, that's how we do it. And as far as getting involved, people hear about our organization and then they contact us. So they may hear us on a radio program. That's one reason I love to participate on radio shows like this one, is because that's how people often hear about what we're doing, and then they contact us, or a friend from church will tell them, and they'll give us a call.
And so if this IRS thing that's going on now, where a lot of the patriot groups are being targeted, have you gotten involved with any of those cases?
Well, yeah, we will, and we are. We haven't achieved all of the, as far as the plaintiffs that we're intending to have. At this point, we have at least one plaintiff, but we're still building the case before we file. And I always say this: if there's any nonprofit conservative organizations out there that feel that they've been wronged by the IRS, they've been stonewalled by the IRS, we strongly encourage them to contact us at Pacific Justice Institute. When we file a lawsuit, let me make something too clear also, we don't just file a lawsuit for splash, you know, just, you know, have a big, media blitz. We file a lawsuit because we want to win and we think we can win. And so we're very, very strategic so that when we file, it's in our client's best interest to know that we've got a strong case to win. And that's very important. I think the IRS is very vulnerable, and I'm very pleased that we have the Congress engage in such an aggressive investigation and a pressure point, because that's going to only help our litigation in the long run.
Okay. Brad, our guest is Brad Dacus from Pacific Justice Institute. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Brad, I'd like to talk about some of the cases you're working on now that you think could have a significant impact on our freedoms here in California and the nation. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, 75 degrees going up to 102 today. Make sure you don't leave dogs or kids or other people in your car.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
So, Chris, are you joining us for our Dog-a-thon fundraiser at Haven Humane?
Dog-a-thon?
No. Saturday, June 8th, it's a fun family day at Haven Humane Society with our Dog-a-thon Festival from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Splash Dog Distance Jumping Contest, the Westminster Dog Show. Help raise money for our shelter animals when you register to walk the trail. The $25 registration fee includes lunch and a t-shirt. Visit the many vendors in our vaccination, microchip, and licensing clinic. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 for more information.
Dog-a-thon, now that's funny.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Here's another energy savings tip from Reading Electric Utility, REU. Your old incandescent lights can consume 30 to 40% more energy than more efficient CFLs or LEDs, which are cooler, more efficient, and last a lot longer. Investment today reaps big dollar savings into the future. For more energy saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7300. REU, together we can save energy.
Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make a telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Thursday, December 6th, D-Day. 75 degrees, going to be up to 102 today. 822 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors, Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership right here in Reading and the North State. Everything you could possibly want, new or previously owned, cars, trucks, or SUVs in their service department is there for one reason. To keep your vehicles well-maintained and safe. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Reading or give them a call at 223-2177, Reading Crown Motors. Our guest is Brad Dacus from the Pacific Justice Institute. And when I left, Brad, the question I asked was, what cases do you have now that you're working on that could have a significant impact on Californians and even the nation?
Well, the latest case that we just took on is defending a war memorial that was planned to be put up by the city of Lake Elsinore. They had approved the war memorial, and then a lawsuit has been filed by an atheist group that is trying to stop it. We at Pacific Justice Institute saw that that the city of Lake Elsinore was being threatened here with, you know, major fees and expenses. And so what we do is we step in, like as we did with Lake Elsinore, and we tell them, say, look, hey, you allow us to defend you. We'll represent you without charge. We'll pick up the costs to defend this war memorial. And they looked at it, they had their attorneys look at it, and they agreed to allow us to defend them. And that's what we're doing. And I tell you, this war memorial, Carl and Trish, it's not that, it's not controversial in any classical sense. I mean, it's got a depiction of a cemetery for, you know, that was used in Europe, right after World War II, has a veteran kneeling, has the American flag on it, has an eagle in the right corner. You know, the caption is, you know, freedom comes without, is never free. It's very objective. It even has, in addition to the little cross grave markers, it has some Star of David grave markers mm-hmm. on it. So it's really clear that it's not intended to endorse any religion, but it's to show and depict what actually was happening at the end of World War II. You had these massive, you know, cemeteries and soldiers that would kneel and recognize them and remember their fellow soldiers that had died.
And so the atheists are attacking it because of the kneeling soldier?
No, because of the cross.
Depicting
because of the cross.
Because of the cross.
Right. Because of they shows it. It shows like a row of crosses, just like it does in a military cemetery.
Exactly.
And then they even went so out of their way to put in, you know, Star of David grave markers to make clear. This is not an endorsement of a religion. It's a recognition of those
of valor.
Who died of valor. Yeah.
And that is the actual. If when you line up as an example, the American cemetery in Normandy, the you can look down the line and there are places where they're not symmetrical. They don't line up, and those are the markers for the Jewish graves.
And, you know, but the thing is that it's not there to say anything. You're not making a statement about religion. You're making a statement about valor of our veterans who had died, during World War II. So, you know, have we gotten to that point, Brad, that we've just completely lost sight of what we built this country on, of having religion, but, you know, not pushing it in your face and it's not a state sponsored religion. Which is what people were, you know, what they feared during, when they were forming the Constitution. It isn't a state, there's no state sponsored religions in this country.
It's freedom of religion, not freedom from religion.
Yeah, we seem the people that believe in this, that would, you know, that scene is one that depicts valor of our armed forces could lose that because of a very few. And I mean, what is the whole thing behind this? Is it more than just religion?
Yeah, no, it is an attitude by many in the atheist community. They're very, dogmatic, about sterilizing any semblance of reminders of God or faith completely from the public square, even if those symbols are used in a valid secular purpose. That no reasonable observer could ever connotate as an endorsement of a religion, and it has no, and in the primary effects neither advances religion, has a clear secular purpose. This is real basic, and yet they're very adamant and hard-nosed about it, and I think what they basically want is a constitution that will allow truth to be displayed, but only if it has no representation of any symbol that may be used in a religious context. Well, that's not our Constitution. Our Constitution allows truth, period. Whether people like truth or the history or not, whether they like our heritage or not, the Constitution should never be interpreted in a way that prohibits our history and our heritage from being accurately portrayed. And yet, these people are very committed. They want to extinguish faith and recognition of anything of faith from the public square. Yeah. You know, there's an irony, and there's a little bit of irony here. You know, the atheists, they look at people of faith as being weak and handicapped, and, you know, they like they need this crutch of religion. That's their common line. Well, you know, if they really, really believe that, and they just see religion as non-threatening to them, and they're really secure, personally, then and they really believe that people of faith are just, you know, weak and handicapped, and, well, they should be compassionate to us weak and handicapped people, you know? I mean, if they really don't feel, if they're really confident in what they believe and don't, you know, feel that they're just 100%, you know, sure of it, that they're right, they should placate to us. But, I mean, if you take what they say as being true, then it's illogical for them to be so adamantly hard-nosed and intolerant.
I frankly believe that 90% of us, they want attention because they were taken off the breast too early, or they weren't bottle fed correctly. This is just a way of gaining attention for many of them, because so many people have a faith in God. And what is, you know, and the fact of depicting a cemetery, the shot from the cemetery, and there's crosses, Star of David, I mean, and, you know, some with nothing there, to go against that shows me a fear, a total fear of what people believe in. And they're not, and because of their fear, they want to destroy what anybody else has.
You know, we gave them the right foot in the door in the 60s when we first didn't fight back dramatically when they made the decision to throw God out of the classroom. We should have thrown all our ammunition at it at that time. Now we're treading water. They just keep taking more and more and more.
Not as long as Brad's there.
I was going to say, here's the good news.
Brad, we are getting ready to break right now. Save the good news for after the break, because there is good news. So we'll be right back after the news. Brad Dacus, and we'll be sharing that with us.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. The government keeping track of phone records of Verizon customers as part of a court order, according to the British Guardian newspaper.
South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham, a Verizon customer himself, responds,
I don't think you're talking to terrorists. I know you're not. I know I'm not, so we don't have anything to worry about.
While not confirming the story, a senior White House official defends the NSA's need for phone call records, calling it a vital tool in counterterrorism.
Fox Radio's Jared Halpern, a Columbus, Georgia teacher convicted of having an affair with a student, is sentenced to life in prison with 25 years to serve before she's eligible for parole. And at the CMT Awards last night, the video of the year going to Carrie Underwood for Blown Away. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Whiskey, wine, cigars, and brew. Do we leave anything out? Maybe a burger, chocolate, live entertainment. Well, we have that too. On June 15th, the VFW Post 1934 will be putting on an event to help the Vietnam veterans build a beautiful bronze memorial at the Igo Cemetery. $10 will get you in the door, and it'll also get you some samples. Join us to help the Vietnam vets and the VFW move closer to realizing their goal. The event will be held at the Veterans Memorial Building, 1605 Yuba Street, next to the downtown post office, from 4 to 8 p.m., and tickets are available at the door.
Our lives are becoming more hectic with higher demands from our work, family, and our day-to-day living. This can lead to stress, exhaustion, and even serious illness. Hi, I'm family herbalist Peggy Spindalelis from the Healing Through Nature show on KCNR. Along with my husband, clinical master herbalist Arendelle Spindalelis, we operate NorCal Herbal Studies here in Redding. Herbal medicine offers a safe, natural, and effective treatment to balance and restore the body back to good health. It can help with anything from acute to chronic long-term illness, or simply restore your health and vitality. Here at NorCal Herbal Studies, we believe in treating our patients in a safe, holistic, and natural manner. If you would like a change in health based on time-honored ways, please give us a call at 722-6728 or check us out at NorCalHerbalStudies.com.
You don't be shy, just let your feelings roll on by.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8:34 in the morning, 78 degrees out there, heading up to 102. 605-4567 is our phone number. Trish Clark here is with me, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, and discounts for veterans. Man's last stronghold. That's Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue. Our guest, Brad Dacus from the Pacific Justice Institute. When we left, it sounded like, you know, it sounded a little, doom there, but you said, and we, as we're coming back, there is good news. What's going on, Brad? What's the good news?
Well, the good news is that, this case challenging this war memorial, we believe, is going to set some really great case law precedents in that, we're very confident that, that if the courts rule the way they should, that we will prevail eventually before the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, it's going to take a while. It's going to probably take at least 3 years to make it up that far, probably more like 5 to 7 or even 10. But that if and when it does make it that far, we're confident that the Supreme Court is likely going to rule in our favor. And when they rule in our favor, then it establishes it's a case law, it's a precedent that then we can use to build on to defend other war memorials in the future.
Well, there was a war memorial out in the middle of the desert in Southern California, that cross, that was allowed. They said they were allowed to keep that cross up, and then terrorists came in there and tore the cross down, if I remember right.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And those are, you know, terrible atrocities. It was illegal activity that took place that tore it down. And I think in the future, when those situations will probably, there'll probably be eye cameras for, you know, security. But in the big picture, is the big scheme of things is for us to make sure that cities like the city of Lake Elsinore and communities feel confident in their freedom and liberty to be able to erect these kind of, put up these kind of memorials and monuments so that, you know, so that they don't have to worry about being sued and losing half their assets, to run their communities. So, and that's what we at Pacific Justice intend to do. We're committed to defending every single city and community in the country that finds itself being sued by these intolerant, you know, atheist groups that try to shut them down and intimidate them with high costs of litigation.
Well, I'm just surprised they haven't gone out after the national cemeteries and gone after the crosses out there.
That actually, if they prevail, that's their goal, by the way.
Don't tell me that. That you can't have a cross on a cemetery.
In a national
That is their end goal, their end objective, is these national cemeteries, where they have these grave markers, they would like to have all of those changed to be neutralized, some kind of generic little kind of grave marker, maybe having rest in peace on it, I don't know. It's something that has no linkage with a symbol that may be looked upon in a religious context in another way, in another forum. Yeah, that is what they would love to do. And so, if we're stopping them in their tracks, and in so doing, building good case law to defend the ability to recognize our veterans. You know, Mike, I have an uncle. He's still alive, and he fought on the beaches of Normandy. He was on the beach. You know, they have a number of different fronts, a number of different beaches. He was the one where half of them died on the beaches if they made it to the beach. And he told me the story firsthand just recently about all that he went through and under Patton and the Battle of the Bulge and his scouting and liberating a death camp. And he told me all about what he went through, the details, the atrocities and their fight for freedom. It wasn't just a job. It wasn't just, a career move. No, it was something above that. It was about freedom. And when I think about all that he's went through, I think it's so important for us to remind generations that freedom is not free, and that's what this memorial and monument is all about.
And they will, and of course, it's attacked, and it's not just, frankly, I don't think it's just religion. I don't know about you, Trish, but I don't think it's just about religion. I think it's about our way of life.
It is.
It's not just religion. I think it's a type of thing is to tear down heroes. To tear down, to not allow that there are heroes, somebody to look up to, that those warriors and the greatest generation were heroes, that no, we don't need that. We're not, there's no heroes. There's no heroes out there. It's just, we're just getting along here. And that if you try to elevate something, in this case, you're saying, oh, you've got to elevate religion. But no, it's more than that.
It's the very basis of our beliefs and the way our country's founded. When you look at the history books from the schools now and the way they're teaching, right back to dropping the bomb, we're the aggressors. They make it look like, if you read the history books, like it was all our fault that the whole thing with Japan and all that happened, and that we were the bad guys for dropping that bomb on them. And the whole, if we don't watch very carefully with our freedoms, our children are going to grow up thinking we are the aggressors and the bad guys, and that we just ought to stop having wars, and that our heroes really were part of what's wrong with this country.
Right. Oh, you're right. And we have institutions like the California Teachers Association, the NEA, that have very liberal agendas. And they control our public schools in California. There's great teachers there, don't get me wrong. But generally speaking, as far as the curriculum, the textbooks that are coming out with even the new ones coming out in 2015 with the new, socially liberal, homosexual role models that they're putting in the textbooks, it's an agenda, and it's a lifestyle, it's a mindset, very divergent from what most parents feel is best for their children.
Okay, Brad, we gotta take a break. When we come back, I'd like to talk about Common Core.
Sure.
And about that, because what you're saying here is really very important. When we had the head of the Shasta County School District on, Tom Armelino, and I said, this new law they passed that you have to tell people, I guess the children have to be told, and I guess it's up to the counties or the school boards is when they can start it and how they're going to do it, I believe, that, oh, this person in history was gay or a homosexual or a lesbian. And my question is, and when we come, I'm going to take a break, but my question is, well, then if that's the case, every other person that's out there doing things, Washington, Lincoln, Kennedy, if you just go through that, are we going to make an announcement that they were all heterosexual? And if not, how can you say one is this way and one is, and leave out the other? So. Anyway, I want to talk about that in Common Core when we come back. Our guest, Brad Dacus from the Pacific Justice Institute, Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
Let freedom ring at the Shasta District Fair opening Wednesday, June 12th. Now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance and carnival wristbands. Join us Wednesday for Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under. Special ride all day for one price carnival wristbands. Outlaw go-karts in the Golden One Credit Union Grandstand. And be sure to catch the prize drawings at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. Thursday, it's country music with the Chris Gardner Band. Friday, auto and boat races. And Saturday,
Destruction Derby, plus the Shasta Idol Competition, Splash Dogs, Hypnotist Chris Mabry, the Junior Livestock Auction, Carnival, and much more. Save 30% on Carnival ride and admission tickets. Go online to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the Fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets save you up to 30%, but must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 11th. Let freedom ring at the Shasta District Fair opening June 12th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson.
Sweetie, my hands are full. Can you get him?
Yep.
And I still want to hear about your day.
Oh, today was nuts. Back-to-back meetings. Wish I could have got home earlier. How was yours? Were you able to close that deal?
Kinda doubt it. I called him Will, and his name is Steve.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Reading.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah! Welcome back, KCNR 1460, Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Ooh, 8:45 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by, you know what, is this really timely? Alliance Heating and Air. It's going to be 102. It's going to be 112 this weekend. Give Alliance Heating and Air a call, 221-2642. They need to come out, take a look at your air conditioning or your swamp cooler. Let them take a look at it. Make sure that it's working at its optimum. Installation, repairs, emergency calls, 7 days a week. They'll be out there for you. Homecomfort.org is their website. And again, 221-2642. Martin and the people from Alliance Heating and Air are just second to none. You need it. It's going to be hot.
Yeah, this is not the weekend that you want your air conditioner
to
fail.
Hey, our guest is Brad Dacus from the Pacific Justice Institute. We're talking about Common Core. This seems to have gotten a lot of people really excited, Brad.
Yeah, and it should, because this is basically what this is a nationalization, a federalization of academic curriculum. In the past, we've had, 50 states, it's been an issue left up to states, and ideally, and even prior to that, it was a matter just up to local communities, period. And now, it's instead of having states compete, with as far as academically, with the curriculums that they feel were the best and communities what they feel is the best, it's now being basically federalized, and the material that's being put in this Common Core curriculum is going to take out war heroes and replace them with liberal activists. It's going to highlight homosexual role models in history, alleged homosexual role models, because those people who they claim were engaged in homosexual activity would not be proud of that. They would not want that in the history books. And it was nothing they took pride in, even privately. And yet they're going to try to speculatively elevate this to meet an agenda, a program that is very divergent from what not only what parents want and feel is best for their kids, but also what is academically true and meritorious. So it's really disturbing what they're intending to do. Actually, well, not what they're intending to, what they're actually doing. It's already been approved by all but three states in the country. Minnesota has approved half of it, I think, you know, the curriculum. But California, unfortunately, is one of those states that has signed off on this radical agenda that will be only a continuation of the dumbing down and a liberalizing of our children.
When you say that, how many states have signed up for it?
Say 46, 47.
Okay. 47 have signed up.
Yeah, Minnesota is using half of it. I think they're using the non-mathematics part of it. Mm-hmm. If I'm not mistaken. Well, I may have that backwards, but.
Well, when you say they take out, you know, war heroes, you mean like the father of our country? They can't take out Washington, but do they just rewrite history completely, or is just, and do the states have a right, did the counties have a right to just say, hey, you know what, I'm not going to approve these books. Yeah, there's other books out here that we're going to use.
Yeah, they really don't. And just like with California, in fact, California's farther down the river, really. We're the ones that have passed a law just last year that requires all textbooks to have homosexual role models all the way down to the kindergarten level, and all curriculum, all social science, all history curriculum, transgender role models. I mean, we're already much farther down in many ways than this, even in that regard, as far as our social agendas. But it will be taking, for example, like Patton. It will be removed from the history curriculum, and another generals, some of Eisenhower's accomplishments, and they're going to be replaced with liberal activists that many Americans would not put at the same level as our war heroes that sacrificed and defended freedom and liberty for our country.
Well, and Brad, let me just, the thing that I continually go back to is this, is we've gotten this far down the line, which when we first allowed the federal government to establish a Department of Education. If you look at our Constitution, education is not one of the things that's listed in there that the federal government is supposed to do. It's all supposed to be to the states.
You're absolutely right. And actually there's three federal statutes that explicitly recognize that limitations of federal authority with regard to school curriculum for the states. You know, we already have a standardized SAT test, an ACT test, so parents can know how their kids are doing relative to other kids across the country. There's already an objective academic measurement. What this curriculum does is it actually is going to force the SAT test and ACT test to change, to modify their curriculum, you know, their material to comport with what kids are going to be given with the core curriculum.
To social.
What that means, it's going to affect kids who are homeschooled. It's going to affect kids who are in private schools, because if they don't change their curriculum to match it, those kids are going to be handicapped on their SAT and ACT scores.
So if people with agendas have, you could say then, have taken over the insane asylum.
That's how they said they were going to take us over, is through the schools.
Well, seems like it's working. Right. Okay, Brad, we're going to take a quick break and come back and finish up here. Maybe you have some good news for us when we come back.
I do.
Okay, great. Then we can finish out on a high today. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, this is Free Fire Radio.
Ladies, when was the last time you were happy with your body? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance starts causing symptoms like hot flashes, sleeplessness, low energy, irritability, and lack of sexual desire. It's not your fault. And you don't have to let these symptoms reduce your quality of life anymore. Because now we have Ambaren. Ambaren is clinically shown to balance hormones and relieve the uncomfortable symptoms of menopause safely and effectively. In fact, Ambaren is so powerful, we promise you'll love your body again. Right now, you can receive a guaranteed risk-free trial of Ambaren with a 30-day supply free. Call now and we'll send it to you today. 1-800-788-0028. And when you call right now, you'll also receive our amazing weight loss program for women over 40, absolutely free. But you have to call now at 1-800-788-0028. That's 1-800-788-0028.
Hi, Bob Koraluk here. When I needed to redo my little floors in my little house, I went to Shasta Lake Floors because I knew I'd get great advice, a great price, top-notch products, and professional installation. I also sent my girlfriend there when she redid her entire house, and she is happy, happy. You'll be happy, too, when you deal with Shasta Lake Floors.
Hi, this is Pete Corcoran, owner of Shasta Lake Floors. Thanks, Bob, and congratulations on your performance as Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof. Great job. To start the season, Shasta Lake Floors is offering huge discounts on all in-stock flooring, up to 80% off on hundreds of thousands of square feet of carpet, wood, tile, vinyl, and laminate, ready to install. Also, for this month only, Mohawk Silk, the industry's premier carpet, a carpet even bleach can't stain, is 20% off. And don't be fooled by imitations. Mohawk Silk is sold exclusively by Shasta Lake Floors, voted best in the North State 5 years running. Come visit us, 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in Shasta Lake, where the sale is on now.
Our lives are becoming more hectic with higher demands from our work, family, and our day-to-day living. This can lead to stress, exhaustion, and even serious illness. Hi, I'm family herbalist Peggy Spindalelis from the Healing Through Nature show on KCNR. Along with my husband, clinical master herbalist Arendelle Spindalelis, we operate NorCal Herbal Studies here in Redding. Herbal medicine offers a safe, natural, and effective treatment to balance and restore the body back to good health. It can help with anything from acute to chronic long-term illness, or simply restore your health and vitality. Here at NorCal Herbal Studies, we believe in treating our patients in a safe, holistic, and natural manner. If you would like a change in health based on time-honored ways, please give us a call at 722-6728 or check us out at NorCalHerbalStudies.com.
You don't be shy, just let your feelings roll on by.
Back down. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Linda on the spot. Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. Great guest. Have a good time. It's 76 degrees. It's going to be up to 102 today. It's 8:55 in the morning. Our guest is Brad Dacus from the Pacific Justice Institute. We've been talking about Common Core, which is a way of again, further indoctrinating our children.
Brainwashing.
Well, indoctrinating, and unfortunately, but this part of what Brad's talking about is if you homeschool or if you have, like a private school, just private schools, not necessarily Christian schools, not necessarily religious schools, but private schools.
Of any kind,
that this could have an impact on the curriculum they're teaching because it could also start driving the ACTs and the SATs. So, but Brad said that he has good news. What is it, Brad?
Well, there's some great, great deals down in Costa Rica for people to move to. I'm just teasing.
Well, there probably are.
And maybe that's the answer. Maybe, there's certainly a lot of people talking about that.
Maybe we need to take Costa Rica and just make it into, you know. No, okay. Anyway, what's the good news, though?
Seriously, we have some good news. We at Pacific Justice, I want people to remember this. We win most of the cases that we take on. We really do. And I'm fighting here in California because, we see results. And, if we didn't see results, then I would rethink the whole, game plan strategy that we have. But let me give you an example. SB 1172 is a law that went into effect, January 1st that prohibits anyone under the age of 18 who is struggling with same-sex attraction. And it's very common, and particularly in early adolescence. A lot of confusion and curiosity at that stage. Well, this legislation would prevent those young people from being able to get any counseling from any licensed counselor, including clergy that are licensed counselors, that in any way is intended to steer them away from same-sex sexual attraction or even same-sex sexual activities. This is radical, radical legislation, intrusive, intolerant. It's irrespective of what the parent wants, what the psychiatrist thinks is necessary, what the child wants, you know, the minor. It doesn't care. It says, no, you can't have it, period. Well, we at Pacific Justice Institute went into federal court. Now, this is the state of California passed this. This is a law. We went into federal court, and we got a federal judge in a 38-page opinion to grant our motion for preliminary injunction against this enforcement for our plaintiffs. And it's it's now has been argued before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and we'll find out hopefully within the next few weeks how that's going to be coming down and whether or not our injunction is going to get a hold in protecting counselors who have a conviction and desire to want to help kids in a constructive way, not a political way, but a constructive way, and dealing with these feelings that they often have,
yeah, these questions,
early adolescence.
And it takes it completely out of the hands of the parents, and, you know, and makes the not only the counselors, but it makes the parents lawbreakers, makes them criminals if they,
right,
if,
oh,
they,
yeah,
seek,
actually,
help. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it threatens, actually threat, I'm glad you mentioned that, because if parents don't embrace, their child's statement that they feel like they're, you know, they have these feelings, and they think, and the parents don't say, oh, that's wonderful, and go ahead and engage in those sexual activities. Seriously, if parents don't embrace it and affirm it, that rejection is deemed by the statute to qualify as abuse and neglect of their child.
Oh.
And grounds for permanent removal of that child from the parents and placement of that child with a quote unquote couple that is warm and embracing of that sexual activity.
So it would take the child, it could take the child, and we've only got like 30 seconds left, so it could take the child away from his parents.
And put him with a homosexual couple.
And put him with the same-sex couple.
Right, and that's why we're really glad we got the preliminary injunction from the federal judge. We're still fighting it. We're going to fight this all the way to the Supreme Court if necessary. But if people would like to give up with our cases, or they'd like me to come and speak to their group or church without charge, or we can help them in any way, legal assistance, they should go to our website, which is pacificjustice.org, pacificjustice.org. They can get our free updates, our cases, and our press releases. If they'd like to support our work on a one-time or monthly basis, boy, we really greatly appreciate that as well, especially now.
Okay. Hey, well, Brad Dacus, Pacific Justice Institute, thank you so much for being on today. We really appreciate it and the work you do. Tomorrow we're going to have...
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you. Tomorrow, Congressman Doug Lamoff is going to be with us. Trish, thanks a lot.
Great day, everyone.
Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Verizon won't confirm or deny reports of tracking customers' calls under a secret court order. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
Millions of customers of the telecommunications giant have had phone records handed over to the National Security Agency, an order approved by a secret foreign intelligence surveillance court.
This is nothing particularly new. This has been going on for 7 years.
Senate Intelligence Committee Chair Saxby Chambliss and Dianne Feinstein telling reporters the order detailed in newspaper reports is renewed regularly every 3 months.
It's to ferret this out before it happens. It's called protecting America.
Still other Senate critics call it an overreach and evidence the Patriot Act should be scaled back, Lisa.
Jared, thanks. Just moments ago on Capitol Hill.
I'm proud of the work that I've done. I'm proud of the work that the men and women of this department have done under my leadership.
U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder telling a Senate panel that